Yo, what's up? It's your man Joaquin, and you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Well, y'all know today, man, I got a couple of guests in the motherfucking building. And you know, I'm the type of cat that don't like to introduce them. I want them to introduce themselves. So who's my man's right over here to the front of me?
Man, DJ Rico, 615 in the motherfucking building, man. And what a pleasure, man. I'm glad to be here, man. Yes, sir.
All right, no doubt. Hey, go and introduce yourself, man. We noticed that you interview, but you still go out and introduce yourself.
PIWA put in work always. P Will, hardest working man in show business. I do this for show. Holler at me everywhere. P Will underscore Buffett on all social media. That's PIWA. Once again, PIWA put in work always. P Will, glad to be here.
And then who I got right here to the right of me?
And this is Mike Q.
Mike Q, there we go. This time, you sounded very entertaining.
Man. I've been practicing.
It's not just Mike.
Yeah, it's not a regular Mike. What I love about it, like today, you know, we're going to be a little turned up. You know, we got to be a little turned up today, usually. We are turned up on the Heat Level Podcast anyway. If you have listened to the podcast, I'm always turned up. And, you know, I tried the solo podcast, right? I said, let me go and do a solo because somebody didn't show up. I did the solo, and I did it like at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm good.
Tell that truth, man.
I'm good. I got to be high blow to be talking to the damn camera.
Man, you got to bounce some ideas off mine back and forth.
Well, since this is Mr. DJ Rico in the view in this beat.
Man, you know we got a lot of good shit to talk about.
Yeah, I had to wait till we get past the 30-second marker because YouTube would try to... Once we get past 30 seconds, then we can get up in this bitch and talk what we got to talk, right?
Hell yeah.
So, DJ Rico, so how you start DJing, man? Matter of fact, where you from? Where's your stomping grounds? And let me know how you got into DJing.
Man, absolutely. I really got back into DJing, I want to say, 2010. I started off doing weddings and really personal parties.
No doubt.
At the same time, I was doing audio engineering and the whole setup like that and actually understanding the setup. So, man, really from them 2010 to like 2021 now, it's been evolving every year. So it's not like, it ain't like I just started doing this yesterday or last year. But I'll say I've been doing it long enough to where I could see where my growth came to where I was able to, when I put it first, the growth came from it.
Yep.
And I can't, and it's hard to argue with that.
No doubt. All right. So let me ask you a question, man. Where you from?
I'm originally from Nashville, man.
Okay.
I moved here when I was 9. So I'm originally. I was born on the Fort Campbell Army Base.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Whatever. Montgomery County.
And
if you want to count that.
We'll count that. But we moved to Nashville when I was 9, and we stayed out in the Hermitage Old Hickory area.
Okay, no doubt. I know what that's more over there by, like, is Hermitage, Old Hickory.
Man, so far back that I played for the Donaldson Warriors. So you know what I'm talking about when I say that then.
Hey, no doubt. I know exactly about it. I'm even going to the Hermitage.
Bro, do you know?
Young Seth go see Andrew Jackson House.
I used to actually MC when I got older at them games. And, like, run the music and all that once I'm about, like, 12 and 13.
Okay, so when you was younger, was you into DJing then?
Nah.
So what was your thing before you got into DJing in 2010? Like, what was really your thing? What you wanted to do? What you wanted to be? What was your goal to grow up to be? Like, you know how it is in the hood. You're either going to be a basketball player, or you gonna do music. You know, we ain't told to be doctors and shit.
I know. I'm gonna be honest with you.
No doubt.
I did not develop a career of what I wanted to be in life till I hit my 30s. Honestly, everything up from that point, there was no options. Really, I didn't choose an option. I was taught some skills, and I was able to use those skills to provide money for myself over years. But there was no career with those skills also.
Okay. So basically, you say you... you got into a career when you was in your 30s. So that lets everybody know it is never too late to start a motherfucking career. So for y'all stupid bums out there that's in their motherfucking 30s, they're like, oh, man, I don't think I should rap no more. I don't think I should do this. You know, I'm just going to give me a 9-to-5, work for $12 an hour, man, because, you know, it just ain't going to pop for me. Well, guess what? Thank you, because you're getting space for us.
I know it, but that, man, but that lifestyle is like a mental death of itself.
I know, and you know what's so crazy about it? I can't wait. I need somebody that who loves to work at a warehouse. It's cool because I'm having my own warehouse, so I need y'all to fold my clothes anyway. I need some of y'all on the on the machines. So y'all keep on working at them factories, man. I'll be hiring you soon.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What was your mental thought when you were coming up as a DJ? Because the thing is, like, you're saying that, you know, well, the comments was that there was not a lot of choices in the hood. It was either a basketball player, football player, or whatever. But what was your reasoning behind going into DJing?
My reasoning behind going to DJing, it was something I was actually always naturally good at when it came to music. I mean,
so it was
and when you're DJing, it's just like, honestly, to me, DJing is just the face of what I do. Behind the scenes, I was able to build audio engineering and producing and beat making and actually doing all those different things. And I'll be honest with you, being a DJ makes me a better beat maker. Being a beat maker makes me a better DJ.
Hell yeah.
Because I'm able to understand when I go to a club and I spin a record, oh, that's that BPM I need to meet. That's that melody I need to get. Oh, they respond good to this.
And then you know how to hit offbeat and still make it on beat.
Yeah.
Do you think that's lacking right now with a lot of DJs?
I'll say.
Oh, we going to get on DJs.
I'll say this.
We going to get on DJs.
I think people sometimes get comfortable at a level they're at or in their career, and they don't believe in expansion or being creative. And I'll say this. As a DJ, you have to be very creative with your career just like an artist, because there's plenty of opportunities for DJs. It's just you have to really invest in yourself the same way an artist invests into themselves. So the way an artist might invest in themselves in performing at a showcase, I invest in myself by actually renting a venue out and throwing a showcase.
Yeah, because that'd be,
I spend more money than I do at the end of the day. But
you get a bigger profit.
Yeah, and I show that to them, like, I spend more money investing in myself. So I look at them, why don't you think that you don't have to invest in yourself? Because even I had to do it as a DJ.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. So, do you think what these niggas doing now is considered DJing? And let me give you an example. You got DJ Khaled. We the best music. All right? Then you got DJ Drama. What is this shit called? New Generation? Generation 10? Whatever the fuck that shit called. I don't fucking know. I don't follow that nigga. But I used to get his mixtape back in the day. Now, then you got DJ Clue. You know what I'm saying? You got DJ Mustard. You got DJ Calvin Harris, if y'all know who that is, who make $50 million. One year he make $50
million. DJ Calvin, that's when you cross over to them cultures
and genres.
Then
you got the Chain Smokers. Yeah. All right? Then you got
Marshmello.
Yeah. You got Skrillex. You got Diplo, you know, whatever. Okay. Now.
Tiesto. All
right. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. So what is a DJ to you? Because that has been coming up. I've been seeing it on different outlets. Or is DJ Khaled considered a DJ anymore?
I would. I'm going to tell you why I consider him a DJ.
No, I'm just saying, all the people I talked about, who you think, do you consider Calvin Harris a DJ?
Yes, I'm going to tell you why I consider all those people a DJ to an extent. Because to that extent, you got to understand, you got one job as a DJ. And that there's one job that can bring you the most money, and that's breaking a record. Yeah, it's cool we can go out to these parties and we can spin records and say, oh, that was cool, we drew a good party. I can throw some good mixes together. But if I can take your record and go to a party and I can say, scratch it all the way back. I don't think y'all heard that the first time. Drop a few bombs. Bah, 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 bah. New some alert. Boom, boom, boom. So if I'm able to bring your record in like that, I'm able to break your record. So you got to look at what Khaled does and what those and the other DJs do with records. When they're actually able to break records on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
So I will consider them DJs because they fulfill the first promise. Or the first virtue of being a DJ is the ultimate goal is to break a record, because as a DJ, if we're known for breaking that record, you actually get a plaque too.
Okay, so this is my ignorance trying to ask a question.
Sure. Yeah, and then, okay. Hey, y'all got to see, man. He don't really talk too well. He only been in America for a week.
Oh, boy, that's my guy right there, man.
No, okay, my so kid, so here we go.
Green card.
No. When I think of a DJ, I think of somebody who is like the life of the party.
Of course.
But you're telling me kind of like the second job of a DJ is to promote records.
Of course.
So
that's a big part of the industry.
If you break it down to what a good DJ does, give me like four different or five main tasks that a DJ has to have.
Okay. Well, I talked about first, that's the business part. And any DJ, you're going to have to incorporate that. Now, the other side of it is, you're going to have to actually put on a good show. So these these records that you introduce, I'm going to show you. This is a perfect example. Say you got a rooftop party. You got a DJ, four different genres. So how do I integrate this hip-hop into this techno song and break that record?
Well, okay, let me ask. Okay, so now, when you talk about breaking records, I'm going to let you in. I just want to ask you a question. Now, when you say break a record, a lot of the DJs that I'm talking about, they wasn't breaking records per se. They were breaking their own,
of course,
productions.
Yeah.
Now, so my thing is, I miss the days where I can go to a DJ.
Yeah.
With some hot shit, and be like, "Hey, look, man, this shit right here hot. Play it once tonight. I used to do this all the time, man. Play it once tonight, man. See if anybody vibing with it. They ain't vibing with it. You can delete it. Throw that motherfucker." Motherfucker vibe with it, man. Keep spinning that shit, bro.
Fuck
with me, you know what I mean? And this is what changed. And I heard a lot of DJs say this now. Let's be honest. I'm saying, just keep it gutter, all right?
I will on this one.
All right. Paying you for it, you can keep motherfucking gutter. This ain't a motherfucking radio station, nigga. Yeah. We can get up in this bitch and talk like we want to fucking talk.
Fuck the
FCC. Because, nigga, we told you this was adult content. And, yeah, we're coming to OnlyFans.com, by the way. And look, OnlyFans.
I'm not taking my clothes off.
Nah, OnlyFans got music. They don't do.
What's this question? I got to hear this, man.
All right, so. Damn, the fuck was I saying?
You was asking me a question about the DJs and stuff.
When you wanted to have
your music, bro.
Hey, man, we have, man. It's okay. All right, look, when you want your motherfucking music played, right? Now the DJs want money, right? Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But if I want to get you to come to my show, I pay you to be my DJ, like I did PY over here before. All right? Now,
there's a better way than that.
All right? Well, I know, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm paying you, but this is my thing. Now, this came from a big DJ. Who was this? What DJ was saying this? I want to say DJ Quill. I can't remember what DJ. He said, this is what done happened to the real DJs. He said, what's going on now is they getting paid to spin a record. So they'll spin a record that they don't like because they're getting paid payola.
Yeah. It's true.
Now, back then, when DJs was breaking records.
They found good records.
And guess what? And they didn't say, oh, well, man, you ought to give me $100 to play this. You know what I mean? Exactly. They'll get your record. If that shit hot, then they gonna push behind you, and a real nigga gonna compensate anyway, right?
Can I be honest with you?
No doubt.
I have taken money to play records but it's not been a lot. It's been $20 they sent me, and I played their records all month. But I have more records that I play of people that I mess with or know personally that I see going a good direction promotion wise that I actually do it for the hell of it.
Okay.
Because that relationship is
for the passion kind of thing.
It's more than just spending a record with that person. It's actually the relationship is deeper as business.
Okay, but what I'm understanding is that you actually, I mean, it's not that you don't like the records. It's that they gave you kind of like a tip, basically. Now, my question is.
No. That ain't what he was saying. He was saying that he did that $20.
But most of the time, it's really people I fuck with.
I know.
Yeah, So my question is, I mean, taking 20, that's not a big ass deal. I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, it usually comes with an Instagram post or something.
Yeah, something like that. You know, something. You're helping somebody out.
Sometimes 40s.
What happens 50s, is.
And they add up.
What happens is, I'll say this. is promotion for artists before they come to the city.
Okay.
So, because they have to get welcomed in like that, and the city has to get kind of used to their music. So they'll reach out to DJs in that city and pay a little $20 or $40 for the music to get heard in that city.
No, that's fine. That's. I mean, I'm not criticizing that. Yeah. What I'm actually talking about is like, have you ever gone and say, oh, this shit is crap. This is not good.
I ain't playing
and
this
they go and would have said, hey, here's 20. And you're like, no, I'm still not gonna play that. Or you go,
oh man, for one, the rule of thumb is, man, bro, you're not about to pay me $20 or $40 to play something that's gonna jeopardize me making $300 some. That doesn't even make sense financially that I would jeopardize the show I'm putting on and kill the vibe like that with somebody's record doesn't fit. I have headphones in my board. I'm able to pre-listen to the music before I play it. So I can judge what type of song it is and how to fit it in the mix. If it's a real laid-back song, I'm like, bruh, you know you're going to have to bring me a real club song if you really want this really played. And it better be about someone. It better be about having a good time. Let's be honest with you. Yeah. If it doesn't fit that vibe, I tell them, like,
okay,
I can't do nothing with it.
What would you say to an upcoming DJ that he's seeing?
Don't even say DJ. I want you to do what you come with these upcoming artists. The reason why, because I really want to hear his whole thing on being this DJ. Because would you play a whack ass record that you don't like just because it's popping?
No.
Okay. Question number two. Are you going to take some whack-ass shit, and this nigga got plenty of money to pay you to spin his records 6 times a night? He's like, look, man, I ain't going to 10 grand, man. I don't want you to spin these records 6 times a night since you DJing at one of the hottest clubs here. Would you take them 10 bands to spin this nigga whack shit?
Quite frankly, I'd take the 10 bands and I invest and throw my own show there and DJ and still make the money. So it don't matter.
Okay. Now, brother, you know.
So you won't sell your soul, but you rent it.
Man, you look at the profit. You can make, all right, if he's paying 10 bands for me to spin some records,
yeah,
I can make a whole show.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I could give him the footage. Like, here you go, bro. It was lit. That's business, though.
Hey, that's business. But let me check. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Now, you know, I'm a real nigga, man. Yeah. I'm keep it gutter. We brothers. But, you know, You know what I mean? Can't do that.
You don't believe in it?
Hold on. No. Can't do that, man. Now, let me tell y'all something about having a substance to your soul, right? You got to remember something. We all say we love Tupac. But what Tupac sacrificed? He sacrificed so much stuff because he had to stay true to who he was on his music. Even Biggie. Even DMX.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
They said, no, fuck you. I ain't doing that. Motherfucker, I just went double platinum because you telling me doing it. I say, fuck you. Now we double platinum. Uh-oh, here come another plaque. Uh-oh, here come another plaque. They let him do the fuck he want to do. Y'all need to go hear some of the stories. His man was signed. They like, look, hey. DMX said, be on the track with you Monday. He might not get a track on you till next Monday. Just stay around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He going to do it. So, me, personally, I'm like, I can't take that whack shit, man.
Yeah.
I can't take the 10 bands because I know, Denzel Washington said this, once you do something and it gets noticed, that's who you are.
Exactly.
It's hard to get out of that. That's why Denzel said he didn't take them stupid ass roles. You ever seen motherfuckers? You're like, man, they were a good actor, but they always playing the same role. You know what I mean? They stuck in that. And then when they try to show range, nobody watches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you don't want to get stuck in that. That's the reason why I don't write gangster film. You know, I'm going to write like one maybe, but I'm not going to be a John Singleton.
I can see that.
You will know what to expect. Tyler Perry making millions, but I'm not going to be a Tyler Perry. I'm going to be what you're not going to expect. So, I know if I take them 10 bands, it's going to change the outlook on a lot of people. If you playing Migos all the time, you know, shout out to Migos, I'm just saying. If you playing Migos all the time, or you playing...
Is that the mumble rap?
I'll be honest, I actually do play Migos because of a personal relationship with Quality Control DJs.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I relationships that ain't for maybe play whack.
Look, yeah.
But hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just hear what I'm saying. So if y'all do that right, and then you play Migos, and you turn around and play J. Cole. Alright, you turn around and play whoever these new party people is, right? Then you turn around and play some X. You know what I mean? But I'm like, hold on. This nigga don't know what he like. Okay, this, but nah, this nigga need to, what's up? Everybody say being versatile. You can be versatile on real shit. I'm going to tell you why. Because there's plenty of niggas that got substance that got hard-ass party records, too. So you can't do it like that. So me, as if you come to my studio, it's a reason why I had an artist, but now I don't. You know why?
Yeah.
Because everybody come in, and this is it. You might be riding the wave. You might be like, hey, man, I'm getting 300,000 YouTube views, man. I'll be like, oh, that's nice. And then soon I pop your shit in, and it's whack. I'm not the nigga. I'm just not that nigga that would say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and sign you because, hold on, I want to answer this. I'm going to go ahead and sign you because you got all these views and everybody wants your music. I'm good. I better go get the nigga that only got 2,000 views that's spitting some shit but just don't know how to get his stuff out there.
I
will put Heat Level Entertainment behind him.
I'll say this on that one. When you look at those artists, like you said, the one with the substance, yeah, you were signed because you already envisioned the market to put them in.
And guess what?
It's like going
name to, these like, whack rappers, and we ain't going to say no names.
Yeah.
They're still around. You'll have 50 come out. Want to get lucky and be able to stay relevant. You understand what I mean? But when you get on these cats that's really spitting, you might not hear them on the radio all the time. You might not see them on the tube all the time. But they pockets is this fat.
Yeah.
And them cats you see all the time, pockets is this thin, paper thin, homie. And they just trying their best to stay famous.
Well, the image is a matrix itself.
My question is here, over here, is like, okay, you have a really bad record. Somebody told you, it's like, hey, you know what? Go ahead and play this. When you're playing it, can you go ahead and say, okay, you know, there's a beat right here that I could add on? Because I've heard, like, sometimes that there's like, a really bad song, and then a DJ grabs it and turns it into his own and makes it a great fucking song. I can't remember. I'm thinking of the 90s, of the early 2000s. I'm fucking old, okay?
You know what you know.
But it's kind of like...
Hey, I got to say this, though, to DJ Rico 615, man. I'm happy to be...
Yes, sir. DJ Rico 615 still in the building, still answering questions.
This ain't no radio station. All I got to do is just go back to what you was talking about.
Podcast is like, we're ready for intro.
What was your question, sir?
Okay, so...
It's a lot of DJ heat.
Sir, it's like, oh, damn, I'm not that old.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You are that old.
So do you go, when you find a song that is really shitty as hell, do you try to, once you spin it, you try to fix it or whatever? Because I've heard, like, actually DJs try,
No, sir. No, sir. You have to be honest with artists. 9 times out of 10, if the song gets mixed down shitty and it's a shitty song, it's usually because of the mixing. So what I did, people was there with me, man.
I was there.
Yeah, we was at the festival.
You were mean to some people.
I was at the May Fool Music Festival, which we threw for my birthday week, and
okay,
it was an artist. He brought me the wave file, and this is what I said. All right, I'm going to pull up a regular wave file of somebody else's song, and I'm going to pull up yours. I want you to see the difference. This looks like somebody's arm is broken in X-ray. This one looks like a smooth wave transformation to where you can see it blends and where it gets louder and quieter and everything.
Right, yeah.
Yours just looks all
clustered up.
Yeah, I was like, when you go through doing shows like this, for your show is not going to come out good if you come with music like this.
And the funny thing was, I was right there. But look, it's like numbers don't lie sometimes, right? Now you can fudge numbers and make them look however you want to. But if you're a DJ, you're just looking at the wave file. And what he was looking at was like somebody's wave file had their voice going up and down, how they was doing, you know? And then the other one was just a big block of boom, 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 boom. And he told him straight up. And I was just like, bruh.
You have to be honest, because if you're not honest, they're gonna go to every other show thinking they can get away with that.
Yeah, and then what happens?
That's
gonna take the quality of the show down too.
They'll blame the DJ.
And you know what that does? Because like we'll go into a show and I'll be like, "What the fuck is up with the music? Uh-huh. They drums all out of whack. You like, look, nigga, just because it's called Fruity Loops, don't mean
I'm like, bruh,
you can loop Fruity, nigga. Spend
$60 to $100 and get your song in somebody's hands that's been an SAE or something and have them mix it down and master it for you after you record it at a studio.
You know what I do? Like, when I record my music, they got apps called like E-Master, and they will hook your shit up as long as you get your mix.
Okay, my question to you, when you were honest to the guy, because the thing is, like I was telling you,
hey, Mike, you got to start wearing a hat, man. Everybody going to see all the bald spots and shit.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Get off of
my Okay,
kid.
So I have a face kid. For radio. okay, Send because me. The thing is, like, I'm an artist, I'm an illustrator, and I'm a filmmaker. And what is it? So when people come up to me and
you're a t-shirt maker.
Yes, I'm a t-shirt maker. Yeah. I do logos and all that
and
kind
of
stuff.
And eat food. A lot of food. Fried food.
No.
Unhealthy food.
Why you gotta do that?
Here we go. So I tell them, it's like, if you want to know an answer, I'll go ahead and give you my honest answer. Right. And then I look at their face and they're like, okay, give me the truth. And then when I give it to them, either they look at me like, oh, you're fucking whack. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're a hater. That's
and
usually the best
word. they never amount to anything. But then I look at some people as like, oh my God, you destroyed what I did, but I could see where you're coming from, and I'm going to try to make it better. So my question is, when you said that to that person, which kind of face did he have? Like
you a hater?
I gotcha. No, or you're just a fucking asshole.
No, it could be. It might be I'm a fucking asshole, but it's also me being honest, though.
No. His face, dude. Like, did he take it well?
I can bear witness. I was there. Bear and witness. I was like, let's see. I just like, did you just really tell this man that? But the funny thing is, he knew he had a bum mix when he walked into the show.
Yeah, he
it's almost okay. He was waiting on the DJ.
He
wanted
to pass it off like
it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, like everybody else played this shit.
Because all
like
he did was nod his head. He just nodded his head like, I knew my mix was.
See, that's the thing. That pisses me off about some of these young cats that are actually like asking for your advice, and they're expecting you to go, here, give me your ass, and you know, it's like, no, you suck. You're young.
You can be honest with someone. Because honestly, I mean.
Yeah, they might call you a hater. They might get bad.
That doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, I know what music is marketable. And I know how to market it. Know what market it belongs in. So I'm not going to argue with nobody about that. All right,
guess what? We're going to get on that. We're going to get on that. First, I want to ask you a question. Right? So we're going to get into the top four of what we got. Yeah. So since we got a DJ on here, so first we got to know who's your top four DJs. Then who is your top four hip-hop artist that is popping now? It could be an old rapper that's still doing his thing in the game, but they got to be popping now. Love Kendrick, but Kendrick Lamar ain't popping right now. He ain't been in new music for 4 years, so we can't use Kendrick. Got to exit him out. All right, now, who's your top four DJ?
Man, you making
DJ Rico 615.
You making me do four. All right, first off.
No, we do top four, man. Yeah. We don't do top five. We don't do top five here. God damn it. I say this every time I tell people. So for my new artists, my new guest that's in here.
I got you.
We do.
I got four for you.
Four.
Man, one of my first top favorite old DJs one time, man. Shout out to him. DJ Screw.
Ah, the Screw.
Guys, too.
I'm talking no.
Guys, hey, bro. Man, straight highway music.
Yeah, like cruising down that
Yeah. Man, that song's still stuck in my head.
I know, right? All right, so
DJ C Wiz, number two, a DJ out of Nashville.
Oh yeah, I'll see you, no doubt. I thought you were gonna say DJ Whitey. All right, so who your number three?
Man, another DJ I grew up with out of Nashville, DJ Showtime.
DJ Showtime. What's up, man? We sending you love, DJ Showtime.
Man.
Let's go. Who your number four? Your last one. The one that ain't better than 3, 2, and 1. Basically, you on the bottom barrel of my top four. But I fuck with you. Who is it?
Man, in the business acquisition semester, DJ Clue.
All right, DJ Clue. You at the bottom. He put you at the bottom. Nah, that Clue. Breakfast Club picked this up. Tell Clue, and we'll get it. I do. It was DJ Rico. He put your ass on the bottom. But, and guess what? It ain't snitching.
But I like a lot of DJs. Now this is real fetish. There's no order which I like them DJs, but those are my four DJs I choose to put in there.
Now he's two
local and two outside the state.
Now you a PR.
Two local and two outside the state, baby.
They got PR now. He's cleaning it up. No, I didn't put nobody. One of y'all niggas is folks.
It's said Clue.
I ain't going to say. All right, no doubt.
I'm thinking that wild guess that Clue is from Nashville.
No,
Clue. It's from out of state. Oh,
no, you don't know about Clue?
DJ
Clue. You don't know about the New York takes. Oh, yeah, you don't worry about it. You don't worry about it.
No, because I could see why he would go.
He's the professional.
Man, we went all the way down to Texas, up north, and Tennessee.
All right, so come on. Let's get control. All right, here we go. Now, so who is your top four hip-hop artists that is popping now? And I don't do top five. I only do top four. Let's go.
That top four.
Out of the top four, number one, I'm a big Roddy Ricch fan.
The Box. I'm sorry, man. I never listened to it.
It's not even the Box. The album bang. The Box is not the best song on there.
I just say I don't listen to it. To Roddy Ricch.
All right,
my bad. No, he hard though. I heard a couple of bars.
I like his style of music. No doubt.
So who's your number two?
Man, my number two artist that I'm messing with out that I actually listen to the most. Man, I have to say, it's out now. Ooh,
out now, man. We ain't doing no a nigga that was out who popping now. One, Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch, you got a point from DJ Rico.
Man.
All right, come on. Number two, let's get it.
What artist do I mess with tough like that? Because I can't just say anybody, man. You know how that go. You can't just say anybody.
I don't know. You say you'll take 10 I'm bands.
No. No, this is personal right here. This is personal.
You say you'll take 10 bands.
No. This is personal.
Wax songs.
No, to throw a party for them. Hey, that's marketing. Hey, can't tell me that I go on Event Planner.
I
play their music. I say I know a way I can play your music.
Throw
your own party.
You ain't about to associate my name with that whack shit.
Hey,
guess who brought him to me? He Love Entertainment. He brought you that.
Man, that's hard on me, man. Still trying to get the little man a chance.
So who you're number two?
Number two, man, I'll probably have to go with, man, I ain't going to lie, that new Justin Bieber song, Peaches, with the remix, I'm fucking feeling that shit.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, that shit hard, ain't it?
That shit is hard right now.
Justin Bieber, you made it in the top motherfucking two.
That's just a song. That's a song.
It's a record.
All right, cool. So Justin Bieber's number two. You on the hip hop? The hip hop top four hip hop artists.
Justin Bieber not
this nigga. No. You can't tell my man what's hip hop to him.
Bro.
Peaches, who your number three? You ain't got to explain him.
Bro, I do multicultural parties. Number three.
What's your number three? Justin Bieber, your number two.
This is no order. I'm thinking as they come along.
But Justin Bieber on there. I don't even matter.
He's on there. I don't care. Right, so that new record is on there.
So
I can't.
Number three.
Anything from Lil Baby. Everything from Southside to anything new. You can spin a Lil Baby record.
Man. Yeah, okay. No doubt. Because I got Lil Baby on my shit. Shout out Lil Baby, man. You hard. You know, I don't want no verse or nothing, but you hard. Fuck with you.
Yeah.
All right, who your number four?
My number four, man, Fat Talk.
All right, Fat Talk, who the fuck that is?
Fat Talk. I'm going to tell you why Fat Talk.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I'm going to tell you why Fat Talk, because he made a song just for DJs.
No doubt.
I'm
going to look that nigga up.
He made a song just for DJ called My DJ. Song is hard. Show some love to the DJ. Shake some ass for the DJ.
Okay, show love, man. We're going to show some love to the DJ, man. You know, damn, I'm the only one clapping. Come on.
I got a drink in my head.
No.
It's a hard song, man.
And his band
play produced, too.
No. You weren't showing love, nigga. I don't edit nothing.
I didn't clap.
You saying, nigga, it's there, nigga. We don't edit. But I don't know how to edit,
but
so I put the
that's another
show.
Song, but can I throw another artist in there that I usually spin really heavy now?
Yeah, you got one more.
Okay. Moneybagg Yo. Got to shout out Moneybagg. He has a lot of the most spinnable records.
Yo Bag Money.
Yeah.
Ah, guys.
Yeah. Yo bag money.
Yeah, yo bag money.
Money bag, yo.
Y'all, yeah, yo bag money, nigga. Yo bag money. Not mine, nigga. Mm. Yeah, because I'm money bag. Yeah, ooh. Y'all like that? Yeah. Nigga, gonna try to take that shit and make it an album.
Man, his records do, they get the attention.
I want credit on that, man.
Trademark on that.
Yo bag money, I want credit on that, man.
He wants the trademark on that.
Yeah, fuck you mean. Hey, so, now, you on a radio station, which I was on it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, what is the fun thing about doing radio, man? You know what I mean? And what's the pros and cons of doing radio? What's the pros and cons? I already know one of the pros.
Well, we gotta say this.
I know one of the cons.
Your show was a lot of fun.
He one of them niggas. He one of them niggas with the cleaned up image. But look, the show is fun for radio. But nigga. Yeah. We here, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, I couldn't light up on a radio station, no, you nigga. Couldn't. I can't even bring no liquor up in a radio station, can I?
Some you can.
Oh, damn, really? Nigga, yeah. I would have brought liquor. We've been fucked up.
I don't
up,
know
man.
About that one, but I know the other one I work at, you can.
I know one thing. I can't say too much either because I'll be in that say. So look, my.
Allegedly.
Can I say ninja?
Ninja, please.
Man, fuck y'all. Do that shit like the motherfucking Breakfast Club. Goddamn, put that shit on YouTube and edit that shit on air. Like, yeah. They do. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you should do, man. Tell them, you know what I mean?
It's a fun show, though, man.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I like it. I like it. We have fun, man. We have fun, man. You didn't do too much talking. Man, you talking more now than nigga.
Nah, because usually the format there be. It really is for the interview. When it's set up for the interview.
Save you. Let me save you right now. They could be listening.
It's all for the
they
focus
like,
on the interview.
They gonna be like, oh, so DJ Rico, we heard you on Heat Level Podcast.
Now I can always
we
explain
gonna have to
myself.
Let you go. Dang, what happened? Won't you take your ass and be on his podcast? Get the hell on. You know what I mean? Then you be like, hey, man, so...
Nah,
I'm the co-host, man, nigga. Like, that's what it's going
to
be.
I work at multiple. I do multiple radio spots, so I understand roles when it comes
different
to.
Different radio stations.
Yeah. Different rules, different roles at different stations. And you try to fit in your pocket the most and not try to go too much out of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the same time, you're still learning at your role. So, the main role is never to ever step your role while still learning it.
Yeah. I agree with that, though, too.
Especially on that show, I'm gonna be honest with you. That's why I keep it 100 like that at that show. And I'll say the same thing.
Are you saying that some of the guests you don't like?
No.
Like you said, it's a strict format kind of thing you gotta stick within. Yeah. And then
that's part of the business.
It's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was up, man. Hey, look, man, if y'all ever wanna leave Radio Free Nashville, man, we can do a radio station here. and we'll be on satellite radio.
Man.
Hey, I said you my guy, man, but I'm finna get your guys over here, man. We finna do the Heat Level TV filming and radio, and we gonna be on here turned up, and then we gonna have, and then Pee-wa gonna have his own show. It's gonna be called Pee-wa Does It Again. Ooh.
What you do this time? Again?
I just wanna know, can I get paid in lemon pepper wings?
We go live every Friday at 9 o'clock. The Pee-wa Does It Again.
Much love to the asset. Right. Shout out to the asset report.
We love the asset report. I'm taking it. They go asset.
No, we still gotta retain our jobs on Sunday. He had no choice. He'd be on the phone.
No, Asset, he said he'll take 10 bands for a whack record. I can get him, Asset. I can get him.
I can do both.
And then I was going out with lemon pepper wings. And it was
you can't, because we go live at 10:30.
Oh, man.
Can you get back to the...
Oh, man.
Going back break. All the way over there? Was, I don't know.
Hey, y'all foolish.
The lemon pepper. It's not even about 10 bands. He said lemon pepper wings.
Lemon pepper. Oh, lemon pepper. Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm glad y'all enjoy, man. Maybe me and Asset can do some collab radio and podcast.
That'd be nice.
And bring it on to the app.
Got a TV network. The TH TV network or it's something.
Launching very soon.
Yeah.
Counting down 40-something days, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, that was
Charlotte or whatever. He's doing his thing, man.
Hey, I turned down a network. Damn, they're going to be probably listening to this podcast, too, because they listen to my podcast.
Stop turning down.
Well, that's their fault.
Well, DTN TV network, a good network. I ain't going to really go into it. It's just, you know, I think that it was not for me at this time. I just don't think it's for me. But I love the shows, some of the shows. They launched June 27th. I supposed to have been down there. But, you know, Preston and
I love everything, so y'all want to go
check them out. I'm giving love, man.
Yeah. Sure.
Y'all go check them out, man. DTN TV network, man. But make sure when y'all check them out, man, when my mom network launches in October, Heat Level TV network, y'all make sure
we in there.
And y'all make sure y'all subscribe and watch the movie Jobless, because it's gonna be the first. Hey man, I got one that's for the come out, man. There's gonna be one person in it, and it's gonna be amazing. All right, then. So, DJ Rico,
yes, sir.
So, what you like about your job, though? What's the pros and cons, though?
What I love about the job is to actually get to travel a lot and see different cities. So, in these different cities,
with the asset report.
No, just in general. He's a DJ.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the radio station. Damn, y'all traveling?
Damn, that's
a lot of shit to carry.
Oh, what I like with the asset report most. No, I'm sorry, I only count it as like
it's one piece of what he does.
No, yeah, we're going to get into that, but I just want to know what's good about your
job at the,
radio. Oh,
okay, I got you on that one. The best part about it is.
Hold on. This nigga is sleeping on the podcast.
Is he sleeping?
No, Eddie. This nigga like it.
I'm able to work with this gentleman, people's next to me, man, and because I've been able to work with him, all credit to him, because he's actually groomed me and helped me step into a role that, man, I ain't gonna lie, I had no formal training for it, but as I come each week, he's able to help me grow more towards to being more open and talking on air on the radio in a format, because in that format, I'll be honest with you, you have to stick to that format. You'll know once you go outside that format, you got to return back to the other side of the fence.
Structure.
Then there's the radio show I do with Brandon, 12-1 on WVOL. There is no fence. You can run all the way back to the gate and back.
I've seen what he signed the paper for his radio station. But, you know, and then you got my podcast is what I do.
I like this setup, right? Because it's real brutal and nice.
Nigga. And look, I got people in Indonesia. Y'all remember something. This is an audio and video. So you can be in Israel, put it on your Apple Podcast, you good to go. You can listen to it. You ain't even got to watch us, man.
Hell yeah.
So, DJing. Best part.
The best part, man.
The ladies. No, that's black.
That's not even one of the best parts.
Everybody
of it.
Says that, too.
It's not. Trust me, it's not. Trust me, it's not. The promoter trying to take the girls first.
You know they're going to offer you on Backpass.
Look. Hopefully you want to hear something funny. Look.
Yeah, of course. I hope it's about somebody.
We ain't going to say no name. But here's the attitude of a promoter between a DJ. Now, as you're going to get paid, you get paid your amount. But then he leans over and says, in front of everybody, especially in front of the girls, I threw in a little extra for lunch or some gas for you. But guess what it is when you look at it? It's the same amount he was supposed to pay you anyway. I'm like, you stunning motherfucker. He'd be like,
don't stun all of
you. I'm like, bro, you just paid me what you were supposed to pay me. And you still, right now, you're trying to spend some more money to get something from her because she's going to tax you because she just heard.
I like that he brought up the girls part, too. That's what everybody thinks about. But here's the funny thing, man. You could have 50,000 women twerking in front of you. The worst thing about being a DJ is, what am I going to play next? Because this is going down right now.
Oh. Yeah, you're not even noticing...
All the ladies. You're not even noticing them.
I say this. I don't worry much as what I play next because I already have. I do so many gigs every week now to where I automatically just remember these songs in my head to where, like, all right, what vibe am I in? I'm in Allen vibe. All right,
it's time to go.
I got a whole Allen list and I remember what it sounds like and I'm able to. added in. I'm like, all right, they need a break from dancing. Let me throw in something slow.
Okay, no doubt.
Put it into another a vibe or something. Let them get a drink or something because you got to get themselves up. It's a strategy.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
You got another question for my man there?
Well, actually, I'm kind of interested about how you, decided finally to go, I'm going to be a DJ, like, full-time. Let me go for it. Fuck everything else.
Honestly.
What was the turning point of, like,
they'll say,
shit, this is it?
I heard this saying said before. They said, God will make things uncomfortable for you in the growing stages. So, at the same time, I was working as a union glazer. I still am in the union. I'm just laid off right now. But I was working as a union glazer. And what happened was, honestly, the DJing and music career was overtaking it to where I probably go to work 2-3 days out the week. And it's just subcontract work anyway.
Uh-huh.
So after about 8 or 9 months, the contract is up anyway. So there's no future with it. And I've been looking and I've been like more focused on, all right, how do I really set up a real future for myself and not just breaking my back? And I've been doing these shows and events for so long now that it's like, well, maybe I just push harder and keep pushing harder. And I started to see the results because during COVID, I pushed hard when nobody else wanted to push hard.
Mm-hmm.
I threw shows during COVID.
Okay. No, but every time I talk to you, you have this interesting way of listening.
Yeah.
And it's just like every time I talk to you, I look at your face and you're looking at levels and you're looking at this in your mind. This is like consumes you.
Yeah.
So at what point did it really go, okay, this is not a side gig. This is, aside from the money, aside from the, like, the,
when you wake up every day and something involves doing music, whether it's me waking up and doing graphic flyers for some clients, whether it's getting emails of people who want me to play music or do it in a mix, which I go to a studio and show it through a live feed of a mix I did. And it's planning events and shows, getting calls, getting booked for gigs. So then once I started seeing more of this come on a daily basis, and there's always, no matter what, there's always something on my plate when I wake up in the morning, no matter what, if I invited it or not, and I have to take that.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating because the thing is, like, I'm a studier. I study people.
Yeah.
And, like, for example, I could tell.
This nigga said he study people, y'all. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
This nigga
said he study people.
I study people.
Hold on.
Now, it's interesting. I want to hear what he got to say.
Let me look in the camera for this and move your head real quick.
And say it again.
This nigga. I'm going to do a zoom up right now. This nigga is studying people. They're letting y'all know.
Yes. I study because
fucking psychologist, motherfucker.
Yeah. I actually could read signatures. I could tell you your personality through your signature and stuff like that. But the thing is, like for example, you see a woman walking by and all of a sudden you're like, catch something and you go, she took ballet dancing. She's a ballet dancer. She's a hip hop dancer. Or, she's never taken dancing before. Mm-hmm. And like, when I hear you, you're like, no, yeah, I was talking about this. And I'm like looking at you and I'm going, this motherfucker's in a zone. Yeah, in the zone. And he's actually looking like, man, this is too loud on this. And, and I'm like, dude, he's actually looking at the control board.
It's funny. I'm not in my head, though. Is he saying something like, this motherfucker being
in the zone? No, yeah. Homie. That wasn't him doing that.
No. It's his. No, the thing is style. Him. Yeah. Him. Is oh, the asset.
It's his style. No.
Like, for example,
no, man, that nigga asset was even, doing even, the controls,
even
right?
The way you talk, you're like, you.
Oh, we on hold on. We high right now. Because if I was didn't the asset do all that?
Yeah, he did all the controls and stuff.
Yeah, so what the fuck is he talking about?
No, I want to hear this.
No, because the thing is, like, if you look at your speech, you look at your speech, you're very controlled about the way you talk. And you're like, you have a rhythm.
Like, he thinks about it.
You don't just talk. You're like, okay, here's a rhythm that I gotta say. And I'm like,
I'm gonna turn this nigga back.
So it's like, so seriously, when I look at you, I'm looking at you going, he's looking at the scalp. He's going too high, too slow.
Look, DJ Rico.
Yeah.
DJ Rico 615.
So what is the plan, man? Where are you trying to take the DJing to? Are you trying to make $50 million a year like Calvin Harris, or are you just trying to make DJ Khaled? What you need?
Honestly,
don't lie, man. Put one of them going under the goddamn bus, nigga. Ain't no way
around. I got to choose what my career will end up like based on those two.
Off those, so nigga, you gonna be Calvin having $50 million, or you gonna be DJ Khaled?
That's major salt on Khaled.
Just 50 million streams, nigga. Bro. Stop. One going under the bus, nigga. Let's do it.
Can I be honest with you?
Nah, nigga. I got a new segment. It's called Under the Bus.
Under the Bus.
Write that down. So come on, nigga. Let's do it.
I got to roll with Khaled, man.
So Calvin Harris.
I'm sorry.
You
I gotta
have
roll
been
with-
throwed under the bus.
I'm close to Khaled right now.
Why?
Like a force hey.
Why?
He got told that.
Because as a DJ coming up, I seen Khaled's whole career evolve. And I seen the different things. And one thing I learned from Khaled was relationship with artists will get you a long way.
And don't play with that.
Got it.
I saw Khaled live.
He's had relationship with artists since the very beginning.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of times.
Man, and I tell you what, man. Yeah. You seen Khaled live. I didn't want to jump in, DJ Rico.
I seen
Khaled live. He got quick hands. Meaning, he could drop you an 80s to a 90s to a 2000 mix in like 20 seconds. Like,
that what's
he's
up.
He's good
he
enough.
50,
like, he can
I don't want to know if he's making $50 million a year.
I'm not sure. I think he
that nigga ain't making $50
million. I'm not sure, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Rick Ross only worth like $60 million. You think he ain't worth what Rick Ross worth, bro?
Nah, I know he ain't worth it.
I don't know the number.
It depends on his last contract he signed. That's honest what it depends on.
The difference between Calvin Harris is he makes the whole – he does look at it, but he – you gotta think who
he's the
he
Kirk
get.
Franklin
the
white
music. So you say it's Calvin.
You gotta understand he getting Rihanna to do a pop song that got 1.2 billion on YouTube.
I can say that. Yes,
3 billion.
I can see him realistically making $50 million a year.
But you know, DJ Khaled, you know, it's a different type of genre. You reaching different type of heights.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And you talk about the Chain Smokers and Calvin Harris. They reaching.
So did you pick him because of the business or the talent?
Personal favorite, to be honest with you.
No doubt.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. DJ Khaled is a personal. I didn't grow up on a DJ. Any DJs like DJ Calvin Harris. I didn't get introduced to the different pop side and techno side of DJing until, probably about 6 months ago, to be honest with you.
No doubt. Okay.
As you got to think, as hood DJs, you just don't come in the game knowing how to do pop and techno. No, you got some old Gucci,
twerk
you got
trap.
Some old
twerk
Jeezy,
trap.
You got some you got some twerk music, and guess what? Your job is to keep it rocking for them. There is no education that says, all right, now you're going to go DJ for these rooftops and all of that. You got to learn how to mix these. You have to teach yourself that.
All right, let me ask you. Okay, so check this out, man. Yeah. Hey, I want everybody to know, so we conclude this interview, man. But where can everybody find you at,
DJ? You can find me at DJ_Rico615 on Instagram, man, to keep up with the latest parties. Man,
is that it?
Just Instagram. I'm on Facebook, but I really don't. I feel like Facebook dead, man. I'm gonna be honest with you.
All right, well, keep it going. Right, Instagram, you know, he on both of them, so he don't care which one.
Yeah, I know it.
So go ahead.
I like the Instagram.
That's boss
better.
Shit. That's boss shit.
It really is.
All right, Facebook died, nigga. So what? I'm making billions on Instagram.
What you said?
Well, let's go. What's up,
man? This on Instagram, man.
It is on Instagram. Well, hey, y'all already know what's up, man. We had the last segment of our show, and it is called Brutally Honest. That means I ask you a question, man, and you got to tell me your answer, and you got to be brutally honest. And if you are not brutally honest,
no comment
will rag your ass. All everybody right. Get to throw some shots at you, and you can't throw them back. My nigga. All right, here we go.
Honest, ugly, or good.
Let's get it. So the question is, my brother, have you ever ate ass, my nigga? Have you ever ate ass, my nigga? That's your question. I need your answer.
Man, I had a lot of relationships break up because I wouldn't do that.
Also, you would eat ass. Hey,
But can I say this about it?
So I know all your ex-girlfriends have never got their ass ate by the mighty, mighty DJ Rico.
But can I say this, though? In all defense, can I say this, though?
Let's say it.
I treat that as one of them things. You just can't do that with anybody, man.
Yeah, you really can't.
You can't. Nah, look, man, because that person going to go back and be like, yeah, trust me. They'll go back and be like, that person okay. did it.
It takes a lot of trust.
All right, so look, P-Wa, same question to you, man. I'm going to let you know at the end if I keep it real. Same question to you. Have you ever ate ass and remember your girl is watching?
Hey man.
Hey, come on, have you ever ate ass?
I've heard about that and the toe sucking too and it was funny.
No, I didn't ask you about toe sucking. No, no, no. Hey, ass, stop going around it. Hey. This nigga going around
I said
it.
no ass eating and no oh wow. I said no ass eating.
No
and
ass
no,
eating.
No toe sucking. So but the worst thing is though, you'd be wondering like girl, so where you been?
Oh, your girl, girl all right, whenever your girl see the podcast, you be like, so this nigga say he ain't gonna eat my ass?
And then it's gonna be ultimatum. I'm not ready for the ultimatums. I'm not ready for the ultimatums.
No doubt. Okay, Mike.
Love
Q.
is love.
All right, Mike Q, what's up? Question for you. Let's do it.
Actually, yeah.
Are you sure?
Shitty mouth. There we go.
No, it's like you said, it has to be with somebody who's like,
yeah. You're the worst.
Bro. You just can't be with these random hoes doing that.
No, no, no.
Shit.
Hell no. No, no, no.
It's against the rules.
For Mike, from now on. I'm glad Mike don't smoke because I couldn't share a blunt
if he
with
says
someone.
It with a, hey, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. If he says it with a Spanish accent, it's going to sound better. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, man.
Go to get that dog guy. No, you got to say, go to that taco eso. How would you say that? That you eat ass in Spanish.
Oh,
and I'm going to put the caption under it. Say it. I eat ass in Spanish.
Actually, I, that's the thing.
Fuck that.
I
you gotta
know.
Say it in Spanish.
And no tetas?
How would you say it? They say shit backwards. So instead of saying, I eat ass, it's gonna be
it's just, the thing is,
guys are
you good, Rico? All right, come on.
I know how to say it.
Well, okay, well, cool. So you eat ass. Okay, Mike.
I don't eat ass.
You don't?
I have.
So you eat ass, nigga.
No.
You eat ass. If well,
when
you okay,
say,
he
when
got
you
off. Stop,
that.
Stop.
No, no, no.
Hold on, DJ Rico. What he just said is, I don't eat ass, but I have an ass. So if a nigga tell you, look, I don't suck dick, sucked dick. Yeah. I said, you suck dick.
Yeah.
All right, if a girl say, look, I don't
is
eat
it a constant
pussy,
thing? No.
But I eat pussy. If a nigga say, look, hey, I don't eat
I say,
pussy,
once you're part of that, but
you
he's,
part of
the
crew,
point he's making is, once you're part of the club,
you're part of the crew.
You're part
of
the crew, yeah.
Not really.
I, if a nigga,
say,
if a girl.
Say, go, I didn't like it.
No, but
you
now
know?
You ain't
and
get.
And then you never do it again.
No, no, listen, man. If a girl say, look, I don't suck dick.
But
I have sucked dick.
I mean, what's the only difference? A few drinks?
So let me ask you a question.
No, the thing is, like, you have to do it with somebody who really you trust.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The question
so
is,
it's not a constant thing.
Well, I'll say that any type of thing you do like that in the bedroom with your spouse, that it really does contain a certain level of trust.
Because
everything ain't for everybody.
Not spouse. Random girl in the club. Oh.
Random girl in the club don't even get that attention at this level,
no,
sir.
No, hell no. Fuck no.
I know. Okay, look. No, no. I want to ask you the question of this right here.
Yeah.
I didn't say, hey, look, have you asked once and then you didn't want to do it the next day? That wasn't the question. The question was, have you ever ate ass? You have ate ass. It's over with. Strike one, strike two, strike three. Shitty booty mouth.
It's like if I said that to
you, man.
Bro, it's like if I tell you, it's like, have you eaten pork? Have you eaten pork?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, can't compare them two like that.
Yeah, because if my mama didn't feed me pork, I was a baby. I didn't know. I didn't know that they were feeding me that stuff.
No,
but the thing is, you knew.
No, once you no. Once you commit that act, once you commit that act, you join a new level in that level of freakiness.
Hey, shit, I'm kinky.
There is no
care.
Going back, sir.
Don't call me sir.
They call it Pandora's box or something. They call it some type of door.
I mean, the thing is, like, I'm kinky. I don't care. You know?
Yeah, he's a very kinky man.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, son. Yeah. I'm off. I called it
again. Don't take on the mama. Yeah, don't take on the mama. Hey,
look, he will never let her ass down. Because he going to eat it in the street.
Hey, there's lots of guys in relationships out there. That's what they do to keep their relationships straight.
Hey, look, we ain't got to say. We can't say he's a super freak. We got to say he a ass eater.
When you're in a when you're in a committed relationship, you try to
you're right. Every guy get committed to him, eat the ass.
That doesn't matter. So now, are you asking if they had a shower recently or not?
I mean, the thing is, like, you don't.
Hey, look, hold on. This is the brutally honest segment. That means I control this bitch. It's over. You eat ass. Now it's time for mine. No, sorry, girls. I cannot eat your ass. Where have your ass been? On the toilet. What comes out of your ass? Maybe all the bullshit you've been eating. I'm not going by your booty hole, okay?
See, but sorry. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that a culture thing or not?
It ain't got nothing to do with no culture. It ain't got nothing to do with culture. Yeah. No, you just eat ass. You in a culture of ass eating. What I say, this is brutally honest. You get ragged on. You're in a culture of ass eating. That's what you do. That's who you are. You hold that. Get this nigga the ass black. He needs the ass black.
Ass.
That's horrible. Hey, DJ Rico, appreciate you for tuning in and being on for the motherfucking brutally honest question. So let me let y'all know where y'all can find this, man. If y'all want to go see this podcast, y'all can go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or heatlevelpodcast.com. You can go on YouTube, type in Heat Level Podcast. And if y'all want to hear the music, it's Joaquin. Y'all can put it on any platform. That's Joaquin, W-Y-Q-E-E-M. That's W-Y-Q. Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. And if y'all want to go watch the videos, Joaquin TV on YouTube, y'all know how to do it. If you don't know how to search in the bar YouTube, what the fuck are you doing on YouTube? So it's WYQ EEM TV. This WYQ Eric Mimi Mama Moo Moo TV. Make sure you subscribe, comment, and share, and that's what do it. So DJ Rico,
that was the dopest drop ever. Man, that was the dopest drop ever.
Got anything else to add?
Man, I like you brought me on here, man. I had a good time. Them brutally honest questions. Hey, man, we need answers to that in life. We need the answers.
Yes.
We need the answers.
Man. I appreciate everybody that listens to this, man. I hope y'all like, comment, share, man. And if you want to hit that subscribe button, y'all already know the subscribe button is right here, down here at the bottom.
Don't be scared.
Make sure y'all hit that. Hey, look, DJ Rico, not the ad eaters. DJ P-Wa, not an ass eater. Mike Q, ass eater. And Joaquin, I am not. So y'all know how I always say, I'm about this bitch.
Rooter to tutor.
Just like that.